Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Critical Moments, where we dive into the science and soul of feeling good. I'm your host, Critty, and today we're talking about something that touches every part of our mental and emotional life, sleep. Sleep isn't just about closing your eyes and drifting off. It's sacred. It's a healing process. It's the moment your brain gets to recharge, reset, and restore. But here's the problem. Many of us, especially students, are walking through life sleep-deprived, foggy, and emotionally frayed. So today, we're going to explore what makes sleep so important for mental health, what really happens when we don't get enough of it, and how you can take back control of your sleep habits and start feeling like yourself again. So, get cozy, because this episode could seriously change your life. Let's start with a question. What does sleep actually do for our minds? Well, according to research from Harvard Medical School, sleep plays a huge role in emotional regulation, memory processing, and even brain detox. While we're asleep, especially during a stage called deep slow wave sleep, our brains are working hard behind the scenes. A study from UC Berkeley found that during this deep stage of rest, the brain actually reprocesses emotional experiences. So, if you've ever gone to bed upset and woken up feeling clearer, that's not a fluke. That's your brain doing what it was built to do. When we don't sleep enough, our emotions don't have time to sort themselves out. Instead of waking up recharged, we wake up on edge. In fact, studies show that people with chronic insomnia are 4 times more likely to develop depression. Even 1 night of bad sleep can make you feel more anxious, more irritable, and less capable of handling life's daily ups and downs. It's like trying to go through the day with your brain on 10% battery. And who wants that? Okay, let's move on to what happens when we regularly shortchange our sleep. The effects are deeper than just yawning in math class. When you're sleep deprived, your brain produces more cortisol, the stress hormone, and your prefrontal cortex, which is the part of the brain responsible for decision-making and self-control, doesn't function properly. That's why small problems feel like huge crises when you haven't slept. You become more reactive, more impulsive, and less patient with yourself and others. Neuroscientist Dr. Matthew Walker, for example, explains it best. He says, sleep deprivation disconnects the emotional control center of the brain. And when that happens, we become more emotionally unstable, more prone to anxiety, and more likely to lash out or break down. Now, I want to bring in a quick perspective from a student who really gets it. Here's Fiona.
I remember pulling an all-nighter during exam week last year, thinking I could power through. But the next day, I was jittery and anxious, and I even started crying in school hallway over something small. This wasn't just stress, it was my sleep-deprived brain misfiring.
Well, now you know that this issue is especially real for teens and young adults. The truth is, our bodies need between 8 and 10 hours of sleep every night just to function well. But most of us are getting far less than that. According to the CDC, nearly 3 out of 4 high school students don't get enough sleep. Why? Well, that's a mix of reasons. Early school start times, too much homework, constant notifications, and the pressure to always be locked in through social media. It's no wonder we're exhausted. Another example is a 2020 study in JAMA Pediatrics, which found something really troubling. Losing even 1 hour of sleep can significantly increase the risk of depression and suicidal thoughts in teens, is what they said. That's how serious this is. Sleep isn't just about feeling awake, it's about emotional survival. Now that we know how critical sleep is, Let's talk about how to actually improve it. The first step is consistency, of course. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Your body craves routine, and your internal clock, or circadian rhythm, gets stronger when it knows what to expect. Next, try powering down screens at least 1 hour before bed. Phones, tablets, and TVs emit blue light that tricks your brain into thinking it's still daytime. That messes with your melatonin levels, which makes it harder to fall asleep. Creating a bedtime ritual also helps. Whether it's journaling, reading, listening to calm music, or meditating, doing that same relaxing thing every night trains your brain to start winding down. Your sleep environment matters too. Make your room cool, dark, and quiet. A fan or white noise can block out distractions. Some people find that weighted blankets help with anxiety by creating a feeling of safety and stillness. Finally, pay attention to what you put into your body. Avoid caffeine after the afternoon, and try not to eat heavy meals right before bed. Even what you watch or listen to before bed can affect how relaxed or overstimulated you feel. Okay, here's the most beautiful part. When you start sleeping better, your brain starts to heal, and I mean it. Good sleep boosts serotonin and dopamine, the chemicals that regulate happiness. It also builds emotional resilience, meaning you bounce back from stress more easily. Your memory sharpens, you become more patient with your friends and family, your focus improves, and everything starts to feel more manageable. One night of sleep won't solve everything, but if you build healthy sleep habits over time, it becomes your secret superpower, a real form of self-love. So, what can you do starting tonight? First, set a wind-down alarm an hour before bedtime to start your routine. Second, commit to turning off your phone during that hour. And third, try writing down one thing you're grateful for before you go to sleep. It really helps, I promise. It's a gentle reminder to end the day on a positive note. Sleep isn't something you earn after a productive day. Just remember that. It's something you deserve every night. It's not a luxury. It's essential to your mental health, your mood, and your joy. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If today's episode helped you, share it with someone who needs better sleep. And remember, sleep isn't lazy. It's love.